Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. It was a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having a new friend. John Dietrich is on the show, folks. John is a lecturer of marketing and sales studies at Arizona State University, co-author of Professional Selling in the 21st Century, and he's received an award. He's an award-winning teacher, by the way. I'd like to point that out. And he's here to talk to us about educating the younger generations in sales. And folks, this is a really important thing that he's doing. John Dietrich, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here. Hello to all your listeners.
It's good to have you here. Hey, John, I worked my way through college selling on commission. I mean, real commission, 100% commission. Put myself through the first 2 years and me and my wife through the second 2 years. And so by the time I got to my senior year in college, the college I went to school with offered the very first course in salesmanship. And I took it, even though I'd already been a commissioned salesman for almost 4 years. And the professor who taught it knew how to teach, but he didn't know anything about sales. So I wasn't very impressed. And for a long time, that was my attitude about sales training in colleges. And of course, as you know, I went on to get some sales training from some of the best, Sears and Xerox, et cetera. But I know that in the decades since my story, sales training has gotten a lot better in colleges, hasn't it?
Oh, it's become it might be, and I'm a little biased, the most attractive and explosive degree you can get nationwide right now. It's just exploding across all universities.
Why do you think that is the case?
For a couple of reasons. I think sales people, there's an awareness to sales now than ever before. I think corporations are working very hard at recruiting on campuses, which is placing a lot of pressure on campuses to develop good programs and develop good people and produce rock stars. And it's become, and students are realizing, oh my gosh, you know, if I'm going to make six figures at 23 years old, which many, many of mine do, this is the way to go. You know, it just opens up doors.
Well, absolutely. Now, one of the things that was going on back in my day, so to speak, was that selling involved two things. The first was the numbers game. You had to see a lot of people if you were going to get your, you know, if you were going to make a sale, and then you had to close them. And I call it the two-step process. First, you got to meet them and get them to talk to you. Then once they like you, you got to get them to do business with you. The two steps there. But today, the first step is a lot different than it used to be, because there was a time when I could get in any door. I could walk up and knock on any door and get in. Today, it's a lot different, isn't it? The second step hasn't changed all that much, but the prospecting part has changed a lot, hasn't it?
It is, and I'm glad you touched on the word prospecting, because a lot of times, when I was a sales manager, I was also 100% commissioned before becoming a teacher. And when I used to coach, and even to this day, it's funny how people use the word networking and prospecting interchangeably.
As if they were the same.
They believe that if they're doing two, if they're doing one of those two, they are prospecting. And I call it the 10-minute mile versus the 6-minute mile. If you're networking, that's good. Productive relationships. You're rubbing circles with, running circles with corporate CEOs, bankers, architects, whatever you want, mayors, but they're not putting food on the table. These are just good people to know. Whereas prospecting, in my opinion, has three criteria. This puts food on the table. If you're prospecting, you're talking to someone that has three things. They have a need, they can cut the check or at least influence the check, and the decision maker. Mm-hmm. If they're not one of those three things, you're running the 10-minute mile. It's a productive relationship.
Right.
But if they have those three things, that's a 6-minute mile. That's the fastest way to food.
Right.
Both are good to do. But prospecting, it's very – so when someone comes to me and says, oh, I've had 10 meetings this week, and I say, well, who'd you meet? And they tell me the mayor and the CEO, and they think I'm impressed. I say, that's good networking, but you're not putting food on the table.
Right. A prospect, is, as you say, a prospect – what I was taught to differentiate between a suspect and a prospect. A suspect is the phone book. A prospect is the phone book that you where you qualified a certain number of people enough to know that they actually might buy what you sell sometime this year. They might become a prospect. And of course, we all know that only prospects, not people you met networking, only prospects become customers. Quick break, right back with John Dietrich. His book is called Professional Selling in the 21st Century. We're going to continue to talk about this, especially as they're training the young folks.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.